Halsey got cool.
Halsey got cool? Why? Why did they get cool?
The girl Halsey.
Nope. Stop right there. Halsey is gender non-binary. So if you're going to talk about Halsey.
Okay, then fuck this whole topic then. Because
Halsey is they.
How am I supposed to know that?
Well, that's what's so crazy about it. I never heard Halsey had come out as gender non-binary. And then the next thing I hear is that Halsey was doing an interview. I never saw that they made the statement that I'm gender non-binary now. They did an interview and the person in the interview kept referring to them as she. And Halsey got so angry that they said they would never do an interview ever again.
Oh, well, ever since I've known Halsey, she's been a girl. And when I said Halsey's got something new out, you said, what do they have? Then I think you're talking about Halsey, a band, and it's not a band. It's one person.
Right. And that's the problem. We've discussed this before. That's the problem with gender non-binary, is that they is a collective and it's confusing to people that we need another term that is just specifically, it's not he, it's not she, it's something else other than they that is more individualistic.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is just refer to a person as their name.
Okay.
Just say Halsey.
Halsey.
Yeah, and just say Halsey and don't use any pronouns at all.
It threw me when you said, what do they have? And I'm going, Halsey's not Everclear. It's not a band, you know, so.
Right. That's when your name is Halsey and people, you don't know that people know that you're an individual singer.
Right.
And someone says they. Somebody may say, is Halsey a band? And then you have got to correct them and say, no, Halsey is a person.
See, and we shouldn't even have this whole conversation about them. We should just be talking about this song and if it's good or not.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I found a Halsey song that's actually doesn't suck. And up until this point in my life, I haven't found that. So today, I was today years old when I found one that didn't suck balls, because every one of them makes me think of working at a top 40 station and they all suck.
Okay, so the problem with Halsey songs is not that they're bad. It's the fact that they remind you of one of the worst times in our lives. But the truth is, Bad at Love is a great song.
No, it's not. And even you put her with Eminem. And she ruins the song.
Don't say she.
You put them with Eminem. They ruined the song. Okay. Eminem by himself would have been just fine with that song.
Right.
You don't need to put the Halsey.
Halsey. Mm-hmm.
Or just Halsey. So there's...
You got to train your brain. You got to rethink. It's hard because, listen, we didn't grow up with people who are non-binary. It's a relatively new concept to us. You know, people in the LGBTQA+ whatever community, they've known about people that are gender non-binary for a long time, but now we're seeing it more in pop culture. Mm-hmm. And what you have to do now, just FYI, before you play Halsey's new song that you like, remarkably, what you do when you meet somebody for the first time, you ask them, what are your pronouns? Or you say, hi, I'm Cooper. My pronouns are she and her and that bitch. What are your pronouns? I'm just saying, that's how you do it now. You have to ask people ahead of time, unless you know for a fact what their pronouns are.
And that could change day by day.
That's the tough thing, because I wonder about that. Like, you and I as interviewers, like the next interviewee we have, if it's somebody that we know all about them and their whole story, should we Google them if they're famous to find out what their pronouns are? Should we ask them? Is it weird to say that, like Dr. Ian Smith, for example, we had him on last week. Mm. Would it have been weird to say to Dr. Ian Smith, what are your pronouns?
I think it's very rude, because I guess we should know. And then if you don't know, like Halsey, they get upset.
Right, but it changes from day to day, which is what you just said. Somebody that we did not know identifies as gender non-binary.
Well, then it's the publicist's fault for not telling the interviewer.
That's a good point.
It's not Halsey's place to tell the radio station who they're interviewing them. The record company should tell the radio station, hey, by the way, it's they now. Okay,
right.
Got it. We can move on. All that to say...
I'm not going to make tonight easy for you, by the way. I have a whole night of crap ahead of you.
My whole day. And you know how my day has gone since 8 o'clock today. So
that's true.
I've brought you into my world since 8 a.m. today. And it was just completely wacky. Anyway, Halsey has a new song.
Okay.
Produced.
It better be good after all this. Yeah.
It's not. It's better than the other Halsey shit that's out there. So if the Halsey shit is a 2, I give this a 2.5. It doesn't suck. But the thing that makes it cool is who produced them, and that is Nine Inch Nails. So Halsey got up with Nine Inch Nails, and I don't even know if Trent Reznor is a them. I don't know. So they produced them, and this is what came out of this.
It's a good song. They shot it in IMAX. Now they're in a pool. Halsey's in the middle.
They have costume design. They have all that. But it sounds... Yeah. It doesn't sound like a horrible Halsey song that I'm used to. Trent Reznor actually knows how to produce somebody.
Yeah, this is great. Trent Reznor's amazing. Okay, now it stops because the horror film is happening again.
Yeah, now Halsey did it.
Now we're back to the music.
Listen to the song. Yeah.
It's a very good song.
Very cool.
I wonder how much
video.
Trent Reznor did and how much
he
Halsey
did. No, Halsey didn't do shit. She showed up.
Oh.
She sang into a mic and that was it.
Oh, so this is almost like, you know, Rihanna does that. Rihanna, they call her a hired gun because she doesn't really write her own stuff. Other people write her stuff. She shows up and she sings it.
Yeah. So I think she could have wrote it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They could have wrote it. I don't know. But they showed up and Trent Reznor said, sing now.
Trent Reznor is amazing. In case you don't know much about Trent Reznor, aside from being the front man and the, I guess, founder of the band Nine Inch Nails from sometime in the 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Reznor also does music for major movies. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Social Network, Soul. Has he won Oscars or been nominated for Oscars?
He's probably by now have won something.
Trent Reznor has 2 Oscars and 103 nominations.
Yes.
Is that crazy?
And he had 2 good songs. And that was it. And he does it for everybody else. So, I mean, the song Hurt that he wrote, I mean, it's probably one of the most amazing songs ever.
One of the films nominated in 2020 for an Oscar was a film called Mank about Mankiewicz, a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Reznor did the music for that. And I think he was also nominated there as well. 2020 was rough.
Right.
Yeah. So if you were nominated or anything going on in 2020, sorry, we all missed it.
Yeah, we didn't. We don't know. We still know you're amazing and what you did for them. Halsey, they was really good. So hats off to you.